Good morning, church.
Ooh, might want to turn this down.
I'm going to need it because my voice is almost gone. We had our spring game yesterday, and Coach JJ was doing a little yelling. Amen, church. We've been talking this will be the third week on obedience. And we talked about the definition of obedience and what obedience means to me personally. We talked about how you can go through your trials and tribulations, and if you're obedient, how you can come out of your trials and tribulations. This Sunday, I want to talk about how am I going to hear the Holy Spirit? How do I know that that's the Holy Spirit that's talking to me? I mean, I have so many things going on in my head, so many things going on, and how do I know that one voice is talking to me? My wife joked last week with my son Justin, and she made claim that she was my Holy Spirit. And I started laughing, And as I think about it, if I listened to her more times, I wouldn't be saying, "Darn, JJ, you know better than that. Come on." Amen. Amen. I will admit it. I'm one of those type of guys, when I'm wrong, I'm going to put my hand up in the air. And I'm going to admit it because I know blessings come when you're like that. I think they call it being humble. All right. So first Sunday, one slide. Last week, three slides. So I'm going to try to get through the whole presentation if it's God's will. If it's God's will. All right. The Holy Spirit. Then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." First of all, you got to get the Holy Ghost, okay? And it was Peter and the apostles on the day of Pentecost when they asked Peter, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And this is what Peter said. "You have to be baptized, and you'll receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Isn't God so great? The one thing that we need to run off of, and he calls it a gift. He calls it a gift. The main thing that this whole thing is predicated on, and he calls it a gift. How many of us love getting gifts? Come on, church. Now, we're not going to be like yourself, are we? Raise your hand if you like. Look, my wife was just like this. I have the privilege to receive, not get, but to receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So now, once you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, what are you going to do with it? I'm from Tennessee, and I'm a little country sometimes. And we have a little saying in Tennessee. We say, "Are you going to mildew, barbecue, or rescue?" So now you have the Holy Spirit. What are you going to do? All right. My third slide. Oh, I got to go back. I got some scriptures, okay? Let's go to Ephesians 6 and 17. "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." So now, He's empowering me with the sword, the word of God. So now I have the power to defend myself with the word of God. Acts 5:32. "And we are his witnesses to these things, and so also is the Holy Spirit, who God has given to those who obey him." Who obey him. So I'm going to take that text and say, okay, I was baptized, so I obeyed Christ. I received the gift of the Holy Spirit. All right? I'm going somewhere. Just hold on. I'm going to get pumped up because this is my favorite one out of the three sermons I've preached so far. So just hold on with me. Got to do some groundwork. All right? The Holy Spirit. But thou, when thou prayest, because we got to be able to talk to the Holy Spirit. We got to be able to communicate with the Holy Spirit. There's no need of getting the Holy Spirit if you don't know how to talk to him. All right? And for some reason, I can't stay out of, Brother Ambrose, I can't stay out of Matthew chapter 6. Church, I promise you guys, I try to stay out of Matthew chapter 6, but I can't. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into a closet. And when thou hast shut the door, pray to the Father, which is a secret. And the Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Church, I tell you guys about my travel in the morning. 52 minutes. My devotional time. I think the God put me on this job so I could have these 52 minutes to worship him. I really believe that. So I get in my car. I've been so anxious to fellowship with God, I left the garage door open twice this week. Amen, church. I know it's not good, but I'm so locked in, I forget to hit the garage door. So the first thing I do, church situation awareness for Christians. I get in my car, I start driving. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Don't you know? Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Now my mindset's locked in. My mindset is focused on the task at hand for my worship that day. I have to remove Satan. Satan, get out of there. You're not welcome to my fellowship. I need to focus on the voice of God. I need to focus on the voice of the Holy Spirit. Satan, get behind thee. I cannot allow Satan in my worship when I'm trying to grow as a Christian. I can't allow Satan in my worship when I'm trying to grow as a spiritual man. I can't allow Satan in my worship when I'm trying to be a father, a mentor, a God, a man of God. I can't allow it. I can't be successful with Satan in my worship. Amen, church. So I get myself going in the morning. No phone calls. None. I know when that phone rings at 5:30, it's Satan. Unless it's my head coach. And I pick up the call if it's him, Matthew. I gotta pick up the call. But anybody else except my wife, my kids, I'm sorry. I'm not picking up the phone. Once we get in the mindset that we're going to worship God in spirit and in truth, we got to study the Word of God. See, the Word of God gives us a clear understanding of where we're going. The problem that we have is we'll let Satan come into our worship, our practice time. And if you notice, church, I said that I study every day in the morning. So I've actually have written that down. That's my time of devotion in the morning. Now, last year I talked about culture. And when you're trying to create a culture, you have to write things down if you're trying to create culture. When you create culture by writing things down, all a culture is a habit that you do every day. But I'm going to write mine down because I'll forget it. You know, when you get older, you forget things. So I got to write it down. So, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So as I go into my devotion to get ready to talk and communicate with the Holy Spirit, I start quoting certain scriptures of that day. Because the Word of God is tried and tested and is proven. If you have faith, if you believe, if you understand that all things come from God. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. It is profitable for doctrine and reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So I have to know that when I go talk to the Holy Spirit, when I'm setting this thing up for this intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit, it's going to be an intimate relationship. I'm setting it up. All right, y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. All right. So, I was with a girl by the name of Bridget Bartholomew. And Bridget is the daughter of the former mayor of New Orleans. And now, I ain't supposed to be in where I was at, but I was there. And I saw this female. Bridget, who was you talking to? I have to meet her, Bridget. Who was you talking to? I had to get a game plan together. And Bridget took me over there and introduced me to Susan. All right? So I was like, okay. So Bridget was telling me about my wife. I didn't have to do any research. I had faith in Bridget. I trusted Bridget. I know Bridget was very similar to me in her principles and values. So now I have to reach out to her. All I wanted was a date. All I wanted was a chance, church. Just give me an opportunity. Brother Ambrose, that's all I wanted was opportunity. So I'm like, Bridget, why is it taking so much time for me to get a date? See, what I didn't know was my wife was doing her due diligence. She was finding out. She didn't know who I was. You know? She had to go do background. She had to do a background work on me, a background check. Amen, church. They took me a month to get a date. A whole month. I'm thinking I'm a New Orleans Saints. I play for the Saints. It's going to take me a month to get a date. But watch this, though. When we go to fellowship and we're talking about hearing from the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit can come as a friend. One of your friends could be telling you important news. But if you guys are not evenly yoked, you might not want to hear from me. Amen, church. So what that told me about my wife was that she's just not going to just be with anybody. She's going to do her due diligence. She's going to do her studying. See, like she did her studying, we as Christians have to do our studying. I'm going somewhere. I'm rolling with these slides, Brother Matthews. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So I was telling you guys about there's certain scriptures that you have to make personal in your life. There's certain scriptures that I can quote blindfolded. Brother Matthews laughed at me because I use all of the King James. All right? The King James. Today I mix it up a little bit. One. All right. So There's certain, this is one of my certain scriptures that I always quote, because when you're in adversity, you're going through trials and tribulations, you're trying to make something better than what it is. A workman, I've shared this with you guys, a workman is a skilled laborer. A workman is somebody that's like a brick mason. If you're a brick mason, you're just not going to start on a job a day one and do a great job in a brick mason. If you're a framer, you build houses, you have to have so much experience before they allow you to be the lead contractor on a job. You have to have a lot of experience. So for us to be a children of God and to be a workman, rightly dividing the word of truth, you got to put the time in. I tell my kids all the time, pressure is when you're not prepared. I'm going to say it again. Pressure is when you're not prepared. Remember, the secret in all this is how obedient can I be to God? What will allow me to hear the Holy Spirit so I can be obedient to God? When I can tap into God as a child of God and he's my father and have an intimate relationship with him. It sounds easy, doesn't it? It sounds simple. I try to find these new scriptures and try to find something new that doesn't sound like the same things that we preach every Sunday. It's simple. Simplicity is the key. I'm going to say it again. Think about this. Everything that God does is a system. And as Christians, if we can find out the system, we'll benefit as Christians. But we have to understand he has everything set up. The Holy Spirit is set up. The way we conduct our church is set up. Why do you think we have music in church? And people get mad when you want to add instruments. I'm trying to get my mind focused on the Lord. I don't want to focus on the music, the instruments. I want to, how did they do it then? That's how we were set up to do it. It's a system of operation. Everybody that has a job here, your company has a system of operation. If you have principles that don't have values, why are they principles? All right, church. Sign of wisdom. To ability to hold your tongue. Now, church, you get wisdom by the word of God. You get wisdom by the word of God. So how do I know that I have wisdom? And I'm going somewhere with this, church. Can you hold your tongue? How many of us have a problem doing that? Raise your hand now. That's probably number one for most of us. All right. But think about this. Think about the value you have when you conduct yourself and you don't have to be upset and you can control your tongue when you have adversity. Number two, the ability to make good decisions. So we're talking about hearing the Holy Spirit, but Brother McCluskey talking about wisdom. We get wisdom by the word of God. The ability to impart wisdom to others. All right. I'm going to give you a story, okay? Now, this is where you might stand up on me, but I'm all right. All right. I have a good friend of mine. His name is Tony Ball. Tony Ball is older than I am. He's been a mentor to me since 2013. Jalen and a couple of kids was going to Georgia. He was coaching at the University of Georgia receivers. And Tony's from Chattanooga, Tennessee, Church of Christ guy. And I sit down for the first time and I met Tony. And we talked football for 5 hours. 5 hours, football, just straight football. And I knew something. I didn't know that Tony was a member of the church. But I knew that we were really kind of like the same person. You know what I'm saying? That we was really kind of, I say dogs don't eat with cats. You know, people of the spirit, people of the spirit, people of the flesh, people of the flesh. So Tony called me yesterday. And 2 days ago. And Tony said, JJ, I need to talk to you. Call me back. So, you know, we're going through the spring game. My schedule's crazy. But out of respect to Tony, I got to make that phone call. So I called Tony. He says, JJ, I'm trying to come up. He's retired now from college coaching. Matter of fact, Tony actually coached at LSU. He's retired now. And he's going into training. So he's going into what I did before I became a head coach. All right. So he's been asking questions, and I've been kind of educating him on the game. And Tony said, JJ, I'm trying to get a name for my country, my company. And I wanted to share with you the name and see what you thought about it. And the name that he picked for his company is N2D. N2D. And he said, what do you think about that, JJ? The name N2D. I said, Tony, where'd you get the name from? What made you come up with the name? And Tony said, JJ, I got up early and I was doing my devotion. And I was listening to a minister sermon about being in 2D. I stopped Tony then. I said, Tony, you know, I think this is confirmation that, no, that needs to be the name of your company, because right now I'm talking about being obedient and hearing from the voice of God, the Holy Spirit. And I think you called me and God's using me to confirm the name of your company. And he got quiet. I said, Tony, see, I already know where you're going with this. Tony's going to dive deep into his training methods and pull out the little things, the diamonds, the fine things in training to enhance the student athlete. He's not going to just take any type of deal and just do it and just, okay, you're getting faster, you're getting stronger, you're getting more explosive. He's going to dive into the little things. But I knew that because I know Tony. And now God can use me as confirmation for Tony. But watch this though, church. This is how God is really good. But he used Tony as confirmation for me. You have to get up in the morning. You have to set time for God. He found the name of his company because he sets time. He sets space for fellowshipping with God. The principle that he was following had value. And all he was doing was sharing with me. And I'm like, wow. Did God really know this is what I'm talking about? T-Ball just going to just call me? And I'm going through this study and I'm going through this study. And you're giving me a lifetime situation that's happening right now. You're giving me confirmation about my teachings right now. You think God is going to let his business fail? Because he is doing it the right way. He's obedient to God's will. And he was smart. Because he called me knowing that I have just finished doing this business. How many decisions do we make? And we talk about being obedient. And we make decisions and we never do homework. We never do due diligence. Think about this. Every story in the Bible Going back to last week, I was talking about Adam and Eve. Don't do this. Don't do this. Don't do this. That's all you have to do. And they couldn't do it. Because they allowed Satan in their fellowship. And when you allow Satan in your fellowship, it's not going to work. You let Satan in your marriage, it ain't going to work. You let Satan on your job, it's not going to work. You let Satan in this congregation, it's not going to work. And when Satan's around, you can't hear the Holy Spirit. Or you'll be hearing a lot of haters. Because you'll be getting advice from people that has no idea about God. You never want advice from a person that has no idea about God. I'm good. You good? We're good with that. I'm good. I want somebody that's God-led to allow that God-led person for God to use the Holy Spirit to lead me from someone else. Amen, church. Church, 20 minutes. I'm big on it. My time is up. My time is up. But think about this. The more you're prepared, the more you can be you can be led by the Holy Spirit to help others. The better you're prepared, you can help others by letting God use you. But if you're not prepared, you can't help others. And sometimes helping others help you. Amen, church. Church, next Sunday, the will of God. The will of God. God is a system God. And we're going to talk about that system next Sunday. Why does he do this? Why does he do that? I don't understand why this happens. Church, I really think that I found out last week what I really want to do when I speak. I want to speak in situations. We act like we don't know what situations we have. Your situation happened to you 3 years ago. That same situation could happen to you next week. Why don't we talk about these situations? I'll give you an example, and I'm done. You got an 18-year-old young man going to college. There's things that he's going to face in college that we know all of us faced. Good, bad, happy, or sad. Why don't we teach situationally? Why don't we teach down to, this is how you date a girl. This is for what you're looking for when you date a girl. This is what you got to do to go to class every day. Because I'm sure everybody in here did not go to class every day. But the more classes you go to, the better you're going to be in school. That's how it goes. So there's things that we can do as Christians to build a better foundation for our members. For our members. Because at the end of the day, we all have grace that's been given by God. But why can't we smile every day? Have fun every day? Lean on the Lord every day. Allow him to overtake our lives. And we can live it more abundantly. And we can have joy when we see each other in fellowship, in spirit, and in truth. And just give thanksgiving. And when you have a trial or tribulation, oh man. Man, my God's going to handle that for me. I'm good. I'm not going to worry about it. He's got my back. And really mean it. God is really great. We need to go from good to great with our ability to tap into the Holy Spirit. Why can't I be happy all the time? Why can't I be? If I really believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, why not? Why not? Because I'm telling you, church, it ain't perfect for me. But the devil don't know that. Church, continue to pray for me and my family. My son, Justin, he went back to school for his last quarter. Jalen's at the USFL. They're practicing right now. So continue to keep him in your prayers. Keep me in your prayers. And church, I really thank you guys for the opportunity to allow me to speak. It means a lot to me. I'd like to thank Brother Matthews for helping me with my slides because, you know, if it wasn't for him, they wouldn't look that good up there. So thank you. Church, again, let us bow our heads in prayer. Dear kind, gracious Father, we acknowledge you as our Lord and Savior. We acknowledge you as the author of this system. We give you thanks. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory because we understand the power of you. We thank you for bringing your son Jesus down on this cross. We thank you for your system of the Holy Spirit. Father, we just pray for everyone in here right now today, Father, that you touch our hearts with love. That we touch your heart back with love. That we can continue to have an intimate relationship with you, Lord. Father, we know that everything is not going to be perfect. But we're going to rebuke Satan right now, Father. We know his assignment. We know what he's come down to earth to do. And Father, we're going to rebuke him right now as the believers in you. Father, continue to bless Brother Ambrose and our elders here at this fine congregation. Continue to give them the guidance, the ability to lead us in a proper manner. Father, please be with all of our members here today, Father. You know what's on their heart, Father. You know what they're going through right now, Father. Father, continue to just cover them with grace and mercy, Father, and all the love that you give us. Father, we just thank you. We can't thank you enough, Lord Jesus. Father, again, you're an awesome God. You are a magnificent God. You are a powerful God. And Father, we just love you. We love you to death, Father. Father, just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just come to you on one accord and with one agreement. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. And we thank you, Lord. If you're in agreement, say amen.